Right. This meeting is being recorded. Good morning. It is Tuesday, December 10, 2024, and the time is now 11:02 a.m. This is a public rulemaking hearing for Washington Administrative Code 458-40-540, titled Forest Land Values 2024 and WAC 458-40-610 Timber Excise Tax Definitions and WAC 458-40-660 titled Timber Excise Tax, Stumpage Value Tables, Stumpage Value Adjustments. My name is Tiffany Doe. My last name is spelled D as in Delta and O as in Oscar. I am a tax policy specialist with the interpretation, also known as ITA, for the Department of Revenue. I will be the facilitator for this meeting. Department of Revenue are Brenton Madison in his role as the department's rules coordinator, Kathy Holder and Barbara Imperial in their role as management analyst. Kathy and Barbara will be monitoring our recording equipment as this meeting is being recorded. Paul Stude, Forest Tax Field Operations Manager, Ross Goodwin, Valuation Forester, Chara Smith, Forest Tax Revenue Auditor. We are conducting this public hearing remotely through Zoom. Participants here are joined through Zoom as well as telephone. Oh, my apologies. We have no external participant for this public hearing. All parties are not. Do not have other parties physically. Thank you for taking the time to attend this hearing and providing us with valuable feedback concerning rulemaking activities for WAC 458-4D540, 458-40-610, and 458-40C. Please note we are best able to consider your comments when you provide it to us in writing, which can be sent to me as Tiffany Doe at dor.wa.gov. The legal authority for this meeting is from Chapter 3405 RCW, titled Administrative Rule, Administrative Procedures Act. This meeting was announced through publications in the Washington State Register as WSR 24-22-080 on October 30th, 2024, communication to interested persons. The purpose of this hearing is to solicit comments from the public prior to taking action to propose amendments to WAC 458-40-540, titled Forest Land Values 2024, referred in this meeting as Rule 540. WAC 45-40-610, titled Timber Excise Tax Definitions, refer in this meeting as Rule 610. And WAC 458-40-660, titled Timber Excise Tax, Stumpage Value Tables, Stumpage Value Adjustment, refer in this meeting as Rule 660. We emphasize that through drafts as now written are provided for discussion purposes only. We will consider any comments received relating to the proposed amendments to 610 and 660. We appreciate receiving written comments and will evaluate all comments as we proceed with the rulemaking process. We request you send written comments to my attention, Tiffany Doe, at the email address tiffanyd@dor.wa.gov no later than December 10, 2024. In this way, the department can fully consider your comments before proceeding with future rulemaking activities. Now, let me briefly outline the rulemaking process and where we are in respect to these rules. The first step in the process is to file a notice with the Office of Co-Reviser to announce a public meeting for solicitation of comments regarding possible changes to the rules. The notice called a Form CR-101 is published in the State Register and announced through mailings. The public meeting for the rules was on October 22nd, 2024. The next step is to file a notice of proposed rulemaking with the Office of Code Revisor to announce a public hearing on the proposed rules. This notice, called a Form CR-102, is also published on the State Register and announced through mailings to interested persons to receive further public comments regarding the proposed changes to the rules. All public comments will be fully evaluated as we proceed in the rulemaking process. Any comments received will be kept in the ITA division in the permanent rulemaking file. The public hearing for the rules is today, Tuesday, December 10, 2024. This is not a public process, but simply requires that we submit the final draft of the rules to the Office of Code Revisor using a Form CR-103 with the appropriate forms. The revised rules will be effective shortly thereafter and will be published in the Washington State Register. Before open up for public, I would like to ask Rob Goodwin, our valuation forester, to explain the proposed revisions to Rules 540, 610, and 660.
All right. Good morning. Thank you, Tiffany. Before I get started with the whole list, I'm going to start with Rule 540. Before I start reading the whole list of final land value proposals, I want to point out that due to some scheduling or due to the timing of a report and a scheduling conflict, I was unable to get the funding before the CR-102 filing deadline. Therefore, the department made minor changes to the language of the rule that was originally proposed in the Form CR-102 filing. Specifically, in Land Grade 3, the value of Operability Class 1 was $150 at the time of CR-102 filing and is now $149. The value of Operability Class 2 was $146 at the time of the CR-102 filing and is now $145. And the value of Operability Class 3 was $144 at the time of the CR-102 filing and is now $143. With that, I will read the proposed final forest land values for the 2025 assessment year. For Land Grade 1, Operability Class 1, the value per acre is $226. For Operability Class 2, the land value is for Class 3, the value is $210, and for Class 4, the value is $153. For Land Grade 2, Operability Class 1, the value is $193. For Class 2, the value is $186. For Class 3, the value is $179. For Class 4, the value is $127. For Land Grade 3, which we just mentioned, Operability Class 1 is $149. Class 2 is $145. Class 3 is $143. And Class 4 is $111. For Land Grade 4, Operability Class 1, the value is $117. For Class 2, the value is $112. Class 3, the value. And for Class 4, the value is $84. For Land Grade 5, Operability Class 1, the land value is $84. For Class 2, $74. For Class 3, $73. And for Class 4, $52. For Land Grade 6, Operability Class 1, the land value is $43. Class 2, the value is $41. For Class 3, the value is $41. For Class 4, the value is $39. For Land Grade 7, Operability Class 1, the value is $19. Class 2 is $19. Class 3 is $17. And Class 4 is $17. For Land Grade 8, Operability Class 1, the value is $1. And that's the only class. That concludes the proposed final forest land values for the 2025 assessment year. I'll move on to proposed amendment for Rule 610. The proposed amendment to Rule 610 is for a fix to an incorrect reference to subsection 7. Rule 610, subsection 7 currently references Rule 610, subsection 14. It should be referenced to Rule 610, subsection 13. Okay. I will now move to Rule 660, changes in the stumpage value for the period January 1st through June 30th, 2025. These will be the stumpage values per stumpage value area. I will start with Western Washington, and we'll start with Douglas fir. Say one is $517. SVA 2 is $544. SVA 3 is $586. SVA 4 is $601. SVA 5 is $516. SVA 9 is $503. For Western Hemlock, SVA 1, the value is $244. SVA 2 is $294. SVA 3 is $282. SVA 4 is $277. SVA 5 is $295. And SVA 9 is $230. For Western Red Cedar, in stumpage value areas 1 through 5, the value is $1,028. And for SVA 9, the value is $1,014. Ponderosa Pine, in stumpage value areas 1 through 5, the value is $153. For stumpage value area 9, the value is $139. For Red Alder, SVAs 1 through 5, the value is $355. SVA 9 is $341. For Black Cottonwood, the value, stumpage value, for stumpage value areas 1 through 5 and 9, the value is $1. For other hardwoods in SVAs 1 through 5, the value is $92. For SVA 9, the value is $78. For Douglas fir poles and piles, SVA 1 through 5, the value is $959. For SVA 9, the value is $945. For Western Red Cedar poles through 5, the value is $1,968. For SVA 9, the value is $1,954. For chipwood in stumpage value areas 1 through 5 and 9, the value is $1. For Red Cedar shake and shingles, the stumpage value area for stumpage value areas 1 through 5 and 9, the value is $327. For posts in all stumpage value areas, the value is 35 cents per 8 lineal feet. For Douglas fir Christmas trees, for all stumpage value areas, the value is 25 cents per lineal foot. And for other Christmas trees in all stumpage value areas, the value is 50 cents per lineal foot. Excuse me. Eastern Washington values for January 1st through June 30th, 2005. I will again start with Douglas fir. For Douglas fir, stumpage value area 6, the value is $285. SVA 7 is $299. Western Hemlock in SVA 6, the value is $237. SVA 7 is $251. Red Cedar in SVA 6 is $795. In SVA 7, the value is $809. Ponderosa Pine in SVA 6, the value is $139. In SVA 7, the value is $153. For other hardwood in SVA 6, the value is $1. And SVA 7, it's $9. For Western SVA 6, the value is $1,561. For SVA 7, the value is $1,575. For chipwood, for both SVA 6 and 7, the stumpage or the value is $1 per ton. For small logs, for SVA 6, the value is $14 per ton. And for SVA 7, the value is $16 per ton. For red cedar shakes and shingles, for both six, for SVA 6 and 7, the value is $327 per cord. For posts, lodgepole pine posts, and values 6 and 7, the value is 35 cents per 8 lineal feet. Douglas fir Christmas trees in SVA 6 and 7, the value is 25 cents per lineal foot. And SVA 6 and 7, the value is 50 cents per lineal foot. In addition, for the proposed stumpage value changes, I just read. Additionally, the proposed amendment to Rule 660 includes a fix to an incorrect reference to the definition of thinning. Within tables 9 and 10, the definition of thinning currently references Rule 610, subsection 28. It should be referenced Rule 610, subsection 29. And that concludes the changes for Rule 540, 610, and 660.
Thank you, Ross. For the record, we do not have external stakeholders attending this public hearing today, December 10, 2024. Before closing, recap the rulemaking process. This has been a public hearing on the proposed amendments for WAC 4-40, 540, Forest Land Values 2024, WAC 458-40-610, Timber Excise Tax Definitions, and WAC 458-40-660, Timber Excise Tax Stumpage Values Tables, Stumpage Value Adjustment. Any comments received in writing today. Additional non-substantive changes may be made before the final revised rules is filed for adoption with the co-revisor. Unlike today's public hearing, the final filing for a rule is not a public process. This filing is just a filing of notice of adoption. Once adopted, these rules will become effective January 1st, 2020, participating in this public hearing with us this morning. If you are not on the Department Rules notification list or did not receive a notice of today's hearing directly from the department, and you want to be kept informed of future rulemaking activities relating to these rules, please provide Kathy Holder or Barbara Imperial with your name and email address. Kathy can be contacted at kathyh@dor.wa.gov. Barbara can be contacted at barbara.i@dor.wa.gov. The time is now 11:20, and the public hearings for 540, 610, and 660 is now adjourned.